More than 100 children and USF students gathered under the shade of a sprawling oak tree to hear Jane Goodall speak. Goodall has been studying chimpanzees in Africa for more than 40 years. Due in part to her concern about declining ape habitats, she's become an outspoken environmentalist. She's worried, but optimistic about the future of the Everglades.
What I do know is the tremendous importance of the wetlands. That I know. And I do know what's happening with the draining of the Everglades. And, you know, all around the world, mistakes have been made in draining wetlands. And now in many places, the water is being put back.
The elementary children take part year-round in Goodall's Roots and Shoots program. It's a youth-led program that encourages a hands-on learning experience to promote scientific literacy. Goodall said encouraging children to remain positive about the future is an obligation we all share.
We have done so much to destroy their future, and it's really important to inspire and encourage them to take action and help them understand that change is possible if enough people speak out. And I think the social media is really helping, you know, the Twitters, the tweets, I don't do them, but my organization does. The Jane Goodall Institute has a Facebook page for me and tweets and Twitters and things. That's helping.
Goodall thinks leading by example can bring an end to circuses which still use captive animals in their shows.
Get the message out to the children, and the circuses with animals will stop having animals if people don't go to them. That's how we stop them in the UK and other parts of the US as well. People ban the circus, boycott the circus if it has performing animals.
Jane Goodall is the latest in a series of high-profile scientists and intellectuals to speak at USF. Eric Eisenberg, the Dean of Arts and Sciences, realizes the importance of having Jane Goodall in the Tampa Bay area.
It's significant not just for Tampa, but also for the Botanical Gardens and all the environmentally oriented faculty and students we have at the university, because by bringing her effort, which is a global effort, it connects the work we're doing here in Florida and in the Tampa Bay area with a global movement to be smarter about how we manage and deal, relate to the environment.
The Jane Goodall Lecture is at 7 tonight in the Sun Dome on the USF Tampa campus. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.